Hi, this is a dictation for patient Corey Howell, CoreyHowell. Date of visit is 11/20/2024. Date of accident is 1/6/2024. Date of birth is 5/21/77. Mr. Corey Howell presents himself for follow-up evaluation. He was actually supposed to come for a procedure for LESI, but he's placed on Eliquis, which he did not stop. And that was continued for his suffering from blood clots in his legs. And his PCP did not see his PCP on time. So the procedure has to be postponed. Currently, he reports the symptoms as it is, in the pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, continuing at 10, numbness and tingling of the right hand involving second, third, and fourth finger, pain in the left wrist due to the colis fracture, and some pain in the right lower chest is reported due to the rib fracture. Headaches are continuing so far, and most of these are around 10. ADLs are affected 10. Patient reports 40% improvement in the pain level. Kindly review the records for the ADLs for system review and for additional issues, substance abuse, compliance history. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 131/89, pulse is 80, pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam same from previous visit 11/7/24, dictation number 1126-059. The plan is to just provide the patient with the continuing Percocet 7.5, one tablet 2 times a day for 15 days, 30 tablets. And his labs have been obtained, urine and the previous labs have been compared. The patient will return next time for procedure for, and he is advised to stop his Eliquis timely for 2 days so that the procedure could be done. Thank you.